Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 3, Exercise 1. Listen and choose the correct message of the interview.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Positive Thinking. In the studio with us today, we have psychologist and popular author, George Mitchell. Hello, George, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here today.
Let's talk about your new book called Positive Thinking is Easy, which was published just last month and has already sold 30,000 copies. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, tell me, how can I be more positive?
Well, there are many things we can do automatically so they become habits. The first one is something I have done twice already while talking to you.
Really? What's that?
Saying thank you.
Ah, yes. So, you mean we should say thank you more?
Well, what I mean is we should be more grateful for everything we have. We need to focus more on all the good things and less on the negative. For example, in one study by psychologists in American universities, two groups of students were asked to keep a diary, and each week, group one wrote a few sentences about the things they were grateful for that week, and group two wrote about the things that caused them stress. After just 10 weeks, the first group were more optimistic, did more exercise, and visited the doctor less.
Wow. That reminds me of a saying my grandmother used to tell me about how some people see the glass half empty and others half full.
Your grandmother was right. We should be happy for the good things in our lives. And extending this gratitude to other people will also make us feel better.
That's an interesting point. Could you tell us more?
Of course. We naturally feel more positive when we are kind to others. A study in 2017 showed that being kind to others, or observing others being kind, improved the well-being of the participants.
Let me check I've understood. So, not only being kind to other people, but also watching others being kind to other people can make you feel more positive.
That's right. The impact is huge. Just imagine, if you are kind to someone and a third person observes you, that's three people who immediately feel more positive. And they might do something good for another person, which will impact on others. And so these positive feelings become contagious.
Well, George Mitchell, this conversation has been very interesting and I'm sorry to have to end it there. We have heard how our own perception of things and being grateful can make us feel more positive. I guess there is just one important thing to say, and that is thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show. I've really enjoyed talking to you today.
Well, listeners, that's all we have time for today. Remember, being positive all begins with how you see things. Thank you for listening, and stay happy and healthy.